Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3,
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about some of the testing that's going outside the boundaries within science and what that may mean for you. Also, we're going to be talking, if we get time, about minerals that really matter. And also, we may get into some stabilizing tips for you and your body. And well, I don't know. If we have time, we have some ancient news to go over. The health news is always cool from the ancient world. But before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. And I'm lifting up this nation, especially Houston, praying for those in Houston. And I'm seeking the Lord's face every day, and I'm hitting knees. Hope you are too, because that's the way. I did bring my devotional today. It's from James 4, Proverbs 3, and Isaiah 40, and it goes like this. Growing strong in your weakness, some of my children, you know, I've gifted with abundant strength and stamina, but others have received a humble gift of frailty. Your frailty is not a punishment, nor does it indicate a lack of faith. On the contrary, weak ones like those must have a life that lives by faith. So depending on me, and it gets you through your day. So I'm developing your ability to trust me and to lean on me rather than on your understanding. So your natural preference is to plan out your day, knowing what's going to happen. My preference is you depend on me continually, trusting me to guide you, strengthen you as you need. This is how you grow strong when you are weak. I like it, and mind the time. It grows short, and without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this during the first segment of the show, but they've got some offshore testing. This is some scientists researching for a new herpes vaccine. So they've gone offshore outside the jurisdiction of the FDA and the U.S. government to do some clinical trials with humans kind of outside the norm as far as guidelines and ethics go. So it's in experimental trials using a live virus of the herpes vaccine. And so we're going to be talking a little bit more about offshore stuff and all that in the first segment coming up. Moving along in the quack report, here's a bombshell. The UN admits that the latest outbreak of polio in Syria was actually caused by the polio vaccines. Yep, the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, has reported that their attempt to use polio vaccines to protect the children against polio has backfired and has infected children with the disease, causing crippling paralysis. But they don't plan on suspending the vaccine program. That's what's really incredible. Yep, as World Health Organization representative Elizabeth Hoff reports, as of August 18, 2017, 33 children under the age of 5 have been paralyzed. The detection of the circulating vaccine-derived poliovirus type 2, these cases demonstrate that disease surveillance systems are actually functioning in Syria, and our priority now is to achieve the highest possible polio immunization coverage to stop the circulation of the virus. I'm just wondering what planet is she on? So you want to keep in mind the vaccine version of the polio virus is really a mutant version. It's not one you would find in nature. So mutant strains of polio vaccine actually cause more paralysis than a wild polio virus would. And so when they alter these things in the lab, they become more dangerous. Last but not least in the quack report, nanomachines. They are making nanomachines to drill into cancer cells to kill them in just 60 seconds. Yep, this is hot stuff from the scientists. Nanomachines, which can drill into your cancer cells and kill them in 60 seconds, in development. These nanomachines are so small that they can park about 50,000 of them across the diameter of a human hair. The tiny. So the tiny little spinning molecules are driven by light. So they spin so quickly they can burrow through all the way through a cell lining, but it has to be activated by light. So in this study, they drill into the cells, whether it's an animal or human cell, using the nanomachines. And what happens is they attach to the surface of the cell, and then when a light is triggered, full spectrum light is triggered, ultraviolet light, then the molecule starts drilling, or the machine starts drilling. So they conducted tests at Durham University, and they took about 3 minutes for the nanomachine to break through the outer membrane of a prostate cancer cell and killed it within about 3 minutes. So these tiny nanomachines, when you look at them under a microscope, they kind of look like the Klingon spaceship from Star Trek. They do. I'm not kidding. The shape and everything looks just like it. So these nanomachines need to spin at 2 or 3 million times per second. and they may have some erratic movement if they get some microscopic particles, but they tend to be suspended in fluid. So if they don't hit any obstacles, they're fine. Molecules could be used either to tunnel into cells carrying therapeutic agents, so these things could, you know, actually carry medicine with them. You know what, but does this not strike you as a measure that's just still addressing a symptom and not the cause of why you have cancer to begin with? So you're still going to have cancer cells come back, and you're still going to need, what, an injection of nanomachines? Goodness. I'd stick with a dandelion root. That's just me. And that wraps the Quack Report. That's right. And medicine is a business. Modern medicine is a business. And if your disease is not a big money maker to address your symptoms, they're not interested. Not at all. All right. We're going to be looking at medicine, science, testing the boundaries, because a lot of people are now aware that science is unethically testing the boundaries, especially in the area of vaccines. So research universities in the United States are conducting human clinical trials on new vaccines out at sea to escape legal restrictions. So European pharmaceutical companies are packing new treatments with hormones to adjust human behavior, and there's a lot of stuff going on. So we're going to take a look at what's brewing and how we can protect ourselves. So what's going on out there on the high seas? Well, according to reports, Southern Illinois University, in conjunction with a company called Rational Vaccines, is conducting ongoing research on an experimental herpes vaccine. So the investors have given $7 million towards the development of this new vaccine, with research for it being conducted on the high seas near the Caribbean island of St. Kitts. So the research is conducted offshore to avoid the safety protections issued by the FDA regarding human trials. So researchers are also avoiding the 1974 laws that Congress enacted that protect human subjects in clinical trials. So, however, some researchers, they don't agree with the sweeping government regulations to improve research, stating that under current regulations, the existing polio vaccine would not even be approved today. So there are researchers getting human test subjects, and you know where they're getting them? Hey, Frank, you want to guess where they get their human test subjects to kind of go offshore and do this stuff? And want to take a guess? I know you're a gambling kind of guy. Oh, he's got his thinking cap on. Uh-oh. What's he going to say? Frank, he says, missing children? No. He recruits people off social media like Facebook. That's how they're getting these people. Hey, go on Facebook. Got herpes? Want to try this new vaccine? And people lining up for it. All right, so let me read you. This is from Dr. Jonathan Zentelman, Chief of Infectious Disease, Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center. He says this: what they're doing is patently unethical. There is a reason why researchers rely on these protections, because people can die. He goes on to say, offshore research ignores more than 70 years of safety protocols, and scientists of the 1940s demanded more compliant and rigorous research oversight because of the atrocities of the Nazi human experiments. Remember that? Well, that makes sense. Well, now Kaiser Health News is reporting that, quote, American researchers are increasingly going offshore to developing countries to conduct clinical trials due to rising domestic costs. However, in order for a drug to be approved for sale in the United States, it must follow FDA requirements or an international equivalent review, end of quote. So as reported previously, vaccine clinical trials are not the only research being conducted offshore. Now, if you missed my report on the globsters, you might want to go hit the archives, because I think some major freaky experiments are going on out there. And then when the animal research doesn't turn out the way they want, I think they're just dumping these freaky, monstrous experiments overboard, and they're washing up on beaches. So it was a segment I did on the globsters, so you can go back to the archives and catch up. Well, let's look at some of these animal tests, because we know that it's, you know, standard practice to experiment on animals, and the vaccine industry uses animals to test and make vaccines from them. So the scientists conducting these experiments, as well as the pharmaceutical industry and some medical professionals and politicians, know that vaccines are destructive to health. So they know that it is really not that important if the disease pathogen is alive or dead in the vaccine. So the disease is really not neutralized by the immune system, and it infects the host that it's injected into. So here is a quote from a veterinarian who understands how vaccines are used to drive up illness rates in humans and pets. This is from Patricia Jordan. She says, "Now it is understood that viruses are not dead. They are not alive. They are simply blueprints of protein sequences that, when found in the vicinity of living cells that are permissive and receptive, they can replicate and infect them." Well, there you go. A little truth there. Start your holiday weekend coming up. Well, let's look at some new treatments, because it was recently reported in the media that German researchers from Bonn Medical Center and the University of Tulsa, Oklahoma, have conducted research on human subjects to combat what is called xenophobic behavior. So if you don't know what xenophobic is, it's an individual who kind of dislikes or is prejudiced against people from other countries, or immigrants or migrants. So research is being conducted on counteracting these feelings in a person if they have that with regard to immigrants entering a country. So how is this being done? You know, how are they going to change somebody's opinion or behavior or a feeling of that, you know, how are they going to do that? Well, they're producing drugs, especially nasal sprays, with an estrogen-like hormone such as Zoxotocin. And critics have, you know, stated that, you know, such treatment makes people kind of apathetic towards nationalism. I'm sorry, it's oxytocin is how you pronounce that. I don't know where my brain went. But oxytocin is the hormone. And it's our bodies naturally make this hormone. But when you isolate it and you put it in other items to enter the body, then it becomes an isolated dose of the hormone. So critics have stated, you know, we can maybe use this hormone to make people apathetic towards their nationalism, their patriotism. This is just really insane and weird. But recent elections in Europe, where elections favored the conservative candidate because of their platform on, you know, they were considered xenophobic. You know, they were very much patriots, and they wanted to, you know, contain immigration and, you know who's in their country and all that. So those are the people that got into office. And this has kind of prompted this research to kind of counter this, and now there's a treatment. However, this treatment has caught the attention of people in the West. So this is over in Germany, being done there, and there's real concern it may come over here to the United States. So here's a quote from René Herlemann. He's University of Bonn, Germany. He says, "Given the right circumstances, oxytocin may help promote the acceptance and integration of migrants into Western cultures." So oxytocin clearly increases generosity towards those in need. He goes on to say that the results were astounding. Even people with negative attitudes towards migrants donated up to 74% more to refugees than in the previous round of testing, end of quote. All right, so you're anti-migrant, then they give you a nasal spray with the hormone in it, and then all of a sudden you want to donate? Okay. Well, in the German study, they used the estrogen hormone. That's what oxytocin is. It's an estrogen-type hormone. And they put it in this nasal spray. It could be easily added even to an influenza nasal spray or a vaccine, and patients probably wouldn't even know it was in there. So scientists have nicknamed this drug therapy hug hormone and also the cuddle chemical. And the hormone is really secreted from the human pituitary gland, and it's secreted during sex, childbirth, and lactation. So this hormone influences emotion, romantic behavior, trust, and empathy. So the social engineers of the world are seriously considering oxytocin for the masses because it would be a useful neurological strategy, a neurobiological one, for reducing xenophobic or hostility or discriminatory attitudes, is what they're saying. Here's a quote from Renee Hellerman, again from University of Bonn. He said, "The results imply it will enforce social reform and an adherence to motivate the masses towards a generalized acceptance towards ethnic diversity, religious plurality, and cultural differences resulting from migration." End of quote. Oh, goodness. Well, there is little doubt that oxytocin will be incorporated, you know, in some treatments and justified as an intervention to normalize everybody's behavior. So I anticipate it being a drug that they may include in vaccines to reduce this, what they call outgroup rejection, and improve, you know, the national social inclusion in all the societies nationwide and eventually worldwide. So it will most definitely be given to refugees to reduce violence and possibly rape and encourage integration. However, the Bonn research team said that the drug can be added to a water supply of any country that's unwilling to accept refugees and eliminate the burden on just the other countries accepting refugees. So look out, you know, if your enemies are accepting refugees and you don't want them, they're going to probably taint your water supply. You know, putting that in the water supply, it reminds me of what the Germans during World War II did, dumping fluoride into the water for the Jews because fluoride makes you more docile, right? So fluoride combined with oxytocin in the water may offer some unintended effects. Now, the German research from Bonn Medical Center was published in the August 2017 Journal of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, so you want to check it out there. But you may be wondering, hey, isolated doses of the oxytocin, does it have any side effects? Well, there is limited research on the effects of these isolated doses of this estrogen hormone, oxytocin. So the side effects which are known regarding oxytocin are stated as offering an antidiuretic effect, and it can offer stress to the kidneys as they attempt to excrete. So although oxytocin is a natural hormone that's created by the body, it's found in varying amounts in men and women, it is normally regulated by the body. So therefore, using isolated doses can affect kidney function. Now, since fluids are influenced by oxytocin, the dose can affect the degree of hydration, and it can influence metabolic functions. So like in animal studies, for instance, it was found that the oxytocin affected a pregnancy because it created what they called water intoxication, where it concentrated the urine in the system and influenced blood plasma levels. So there you go. Well, you know, if they sneak it into water, if they put it in your flu shots, your nasal spray, who knows, because informed consent We know that informed consent is gone. It's gone by the wayside with regard to, you know, medical science letting you know. Every living, breathing thing is fair game for experimentation in their mind. So we're going to need to be exercising a heightened sense of proving before using any treatment that's recommended to us. And even investigating things that may not be, you know, spelled out. You know, you got to prove it before you use it. So the medical physicians, you know, kind of kept in the dark about treatments sometimes, like vaccines. And so it tends to reduce your doctor to a pitch man for the drug company, basically. So do your due diligence. Investigate every treatment before you use it. May be a good time to move to the country and have a well, just in case city water gets some oxytocin in it. All right. You know, but nearly all illness is technically due to lifestyle or exposure to a toxin. Therefore, you know, we have a lot of power over reducing our risk to disease. So toxins create weakness and give illness a foothold. So if we cleanse away toxins with medicinal herbs on a regular basis and, you know, put organic nutrients into the body, we can defend ourselves from disease. So we can also utilize a lot of medicinal herbs to support immune system function and reduce any duration of illness. Now, most of us have not been taught this power. Instead, we're having to learn it. And we've been conditioned to believe we need pharmaceutical drugs to support our metabolic functions in order to survive. Which would you rather have? A body that can heal itself through fortification of nutrients or toxic drugs which reduce symptoms of disease? Well, it's your choice, and you know, God gave you free will. But he also tells us from Genesis to Revelation that medicinal herbs are here for the healing and service of man. And God can't lie. And since God is smarter than all the man's knowledge, then I'm going with the herbs. That's just me, though. Now, if you'd like to learn how you can successfully cleanse away these toxins, which cause metabolic, you know, blockages, and you want to learn how you can boost your immune system function, well, then call the experts. You want to call Apothecary Herbs. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. You can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Puts the power back in your hands. Now, you want to take advantage of their Labor Day sales going on now. You can save 20% on orders of $65 or more. And that's going on through Labor Day, so it'll end on the 4th of September. And if you want to shop online, use the code LDAY for Labor Day, and then the number 17. So LDAY17, and it'll get you 20% off. If you want to call over the phone, you can definitely just let the operators know or the call center know that you want to use the coupon and save 20%. That's fine. If you're ordering through the mail, just write the code down on your order form and get it postmarked by the 4th, and you will get the discount. So L for Labor Day, and LDAY17 is the code, and you'll get the 20% off. So it's a good time to use that to stock up, or if you've been thinking about doing some cleanses before you get busy with the holidays, perfect time. Spring, fall, summer, winter, however you want to, you know, dissect your year for cleansing. You can do it that way. Most people fit it in twice a year, and it's a good idea to do it when you're not distracted with vacations and holidays and things of that nature. So if this is the time, save while you do it, 20% off. If you're on the website, do sign up for the online newsletters. They're delivered by email, and they're free. So there's a couple of them. American Survival, it goes out on Tuesday, and Health Quest goes out on Friday. And it's packed full of, you know, natural therapies and good information you can, you know, share with family and friends. Well, got to take a break. Be right back.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Minerals. Oh, I almost forgot. For our listeners out there, and you know, sometimes people, I got to be clear, and sometimes it's my fault. I'm not real clear. Okay, the newsletters are delivered by email only. They are not printed and put in the regular mail. Also, the Power Herbs ebook is delivered through a download that you order on the website, thepowerherbs.com. So it's not a hard copy book that's mailed to you in the mail. A lot of people think we have something to pop in the mail to them, and we don't. So the downloads for the Power Herbs book, you can get it in PDF, Kindle, or iPad format, so you want to select the one you want. But we don't have hard copies to mail you, so you'd have to go through the website for that. But it's just $14.99, and you get a 400-page book, and it's just something to have, you know, because herbs are timeless, you know, never go out of style. All right. I know the Labor Day holiday is upon us, and I hope everybody has a safe and healthy Labor Day. And, you know, I'll be back with you on the 5th, but I want everybody to be safe out there and healthy, and that's what we do here. We empower people with wellness. And let's talk about some minerals that matter a whole lot, because we forget about minerals, you know, especially when you get older. And it just amazes me that, you know, people with coronary heart diseases, they get taken off the electrolytes, which is your salt. Of course, you know, the processed salt, not good for you. But sun-dried salt has 84 microminerals in it that support cardio function. They support other things, but it supports also, it's the electrolytes the nervous system uses to get impulses to the heart so you don't have AFib and flutters and arrhythmias and things like that. And it also helps with the synapse activity in the brain. So having salts, minerals that are in sun-dried ocean salt, is really important. And it goes back centuries for staying healthy and well. So we're going to be talking about some minerals that matter here, because we hear a lot about, you know, protein and vitamins and antioxidants for health, but we don't hear as much about how important minerals are. So without the proper minerals, we can experience an imbalance. We can experience a metabolic malfunction anywhere in the body. So now the cardiovascular, the gastrointestinal, muscular, skeletal, immune system, hormonal system, nervous system, they all are going to rely on minerals to function well. Now, one major important fact to remember is that if you intend to, you know, beef up your minerals, you want to be aware that they are kind of, they like to work, minerals like to work synergistically. They like to work with each other. And they also like to work with nutrients, other vitamins and things. So when minerals are taken in supplement form in mega doses, what you do is you tend to create an imbalance and a deficiency because you don't have the chemistry right. So a good example of a mineral imbalance is getting psychological malfunctions where it affects neurotransmitters and also hormones. So it disrupts sleep. It disrupts, you know, cognitive abilities, personalities. This is where you get a lot of personality disorders and things like that. And one way to deplete your minerals, other than a poor diet, is if you rely on prescription medicines. They dump your minerals big time. Prescription drugs do. So we're going to take a look at how we can improve our overall well-being with organic minerals. So as mentioned, prescription drugs deplete the system of important minerals that tend to support your metabolism. Now, before you know it, you can have a myriad of health problems such as leaky gut syndrome or even depression. So drugs are not meant to be used long-term, or we tend to run the risk of mineral depletion and malabsorption issues can result. So here is an example of what I'm talking about when you use drugs. This is by a natural doctor called Gloria Gilbray. She said after she had a life-threatening accident, she was put on prescription drugs that she said did stabilize her and saved her life. But then the drugs almost took her life away, she said, because of the multiple chemical sensitivities that it offered her. It created a leaky gut syndrome, a condition called fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. So she says, whenever I consumed a mineral or a calcium replacement, my right eye would flutter or twitch to the point that where it really caused me great concern not to mention an annoyance, she says. She said I had developed malabsorption from the damaged intestinal tract that was caused by the leaky gut syndrome, clinically known as intestinal permeability. So she got these problems because of the prescription drugs. So she said my body was not able to utilize supplements well. It was not storing them. Or it was storing them, you know, and it was in unsafe amounts, she said, and it also contributed to cramps and muscle pain, some other things. So this is what Hala Cass, she's a medical doctor. She's also the author of Supplement Your Prescription, What Your Doctor Doesn't Know About Nutrition. That's her title. She says, the truth is that every medication, including over-the-counter drugs, deplete your body of specific vital nutrients. Amen to that. Truth. So according to Dr. Cass, you know, the mainstream drugs that most Americans are taking are causing significant nutrient depletion. So your blood pressure meds, your beta blockers, your diuretics, your drugs for congestive heart failure, cholesterol, your statin drugs, and acids, so acid blockers, proton pump inhibitors, antihistamines, diabetic medications, antidepressants, hormone replacement drugs, and antibiotics, going to really mess up your minerals. All right, so let's look at the nervous system minerals for a second. Real important, because minerals assist your central nervous system in relaying signals and improving conductivity of signals through the body. So when patients on chemotherapy experience brain fog, it's because the massive mineral dump that's going on from the chemo drugs. It's blocking also any mineral absorption from foods or supplements that they're taking. So without the proper mineral content, there really is a blockage between minerals, electrolytes, and the electrical charge the nervous system relies on for your nerve impulses and for your brain synapses to work, and so you can think and remember and so forth. People just forget about, you know, minerals. They just don't think how important it is. They just don't. Here is a quote from David Watts. He's a doctor. He says, minerals are the spark plugs of life because they are required to activate hundreds of enzyme reactions within the body. So plants manufacture vitamins and minerals, and they're taken from the soil. And when we eat those plants, we get a lot of electrolytes that way. And that's really good if you get an organic stuff. But people forget, you know, your brain has electricity in it. Your heart has electricity in it. So you have to feed that electrolyte supply so that works well. All right, so let's look at the big four. We're going to just take four minerals, look at the big four. Because minerals, most of us are familiar with, you know, we hear about calcium, phosphorus, and potassium, sodium, of course. So our bodies require that we maintain several pounds of these minerals for proper function. And did she say pounds? I did. Mm-hmm. So when you take all the fluid away from our bodies, we're just a pile of minerals. That's what we are. So calcium, let's say, calcium is really necessary, of course, for your bone health, of course, and also for all the connective tissue in your body. So if you want to have muscles attached to your skeleton, you got to have calcium. And for your tendons to be strong so that your uterus doesn't fall into your ankles, okay? And also your ligaments and your muscles and your skin even has to have calcium. So calcium helps to transmit nerve impulses, and muscle cramps can occur when you have a lack of adequate calcium. So if you get those Charlie horses, pregnant women tend to get them all the time because, you know, their baby's taking all the calcium. Say, building a baby takes a lot of calcium. So organic calcium tends to also help with the absorption of other nutrients, with things with regards to blood and how it clots and your heart muscle. And also your immune system has to have calcium. If you want a strong immunity, got to have it. Now, some diets can, you know, push up the phosphorus level too high. And what happens is that will block or prevent normal calcium levels from flowing in the body. So you want to watch that. So to prevent that problem, you should avoid soda, because it elevates your phosphorus level. Also, you want if you're eating diets with lots of animal meats, you know, too much meat. It's not a balanced diet. It'll push up your phosphorus level. And if you're eating a lot of foods with additives or preservatives in them, that also pushes up the phosphorus and will block your calcium. So if you've been eating or consuming any of that and you've been taking calcium supplements and you still got problems, maybe that's the reason. Also, let's look at phosphorus because we find in our bones, in our teeth, in our blood system, and all our cells, there is phosphorus. So our body has to have phosphorus. And what it does is it carries out a lot of metabolic functions, such as, you know, phosphorus helps your body deal with fat, deal with protein and carbohydrates. So this all works out to supplying your body with proper energy and helps regulate the storage of any nutrition, you know, for the use your muscles may need later on, for generating hormones and also to conduct nerve impulses. So without phosphorus, your body has a difficult time using vitamins like vitamin B properly to maintain a proper pH level in your blood and in your entire system. So phosphorus is kind of important. All right, now I also want to look at the counter-regulating of calcium and phosphorus together. They have to be, they counter-regulate, so they got to have a healthy balance, and they influence each other. So your calcium and phosphorus kind of go together, and they influence each other. So if you look at bone material, you're going to find a ratio of two parts calcium and one part phosphorus. Now, if you look at vegetables and you look at herbs, which have calcium and phosphorus, guess what? It has that ratio in it. It's perfect. So it's a balanced amount. It's a chemistry you can't improve on because, you know, God did that. So the any imbalance, if you're taking supplements with megadoses, because, you know, the guys in the lab, they're just guessing as to what you need. So if you're taking stuff like that, you're going to get an imbalance. And when you get an imbalance of these two minerals, it creates weak bones. So if you've been looking at that kitchen counter at a couple of bottles right there, that right there, that calcium bottle probably doesn't have no phosphorus in it. And if it does, it's probably not the right ratio. So, you know, where are you going to get the right stuff? From your lifestyle, your leafy greens and your medicinal herbs, because the chemistry is perfect in them. It's called whole food nutrition. All right, let's look at potassium and a little bit of sodium because they're necessary to help prevent the buildup of waste material in your system. So this also helps control acids and protects your pH level. So processed foods have been stripped away of the nutrients, you know, to improve their shelf life. Unfortunately, these are devitalized foods, and they don't extend your life any. So the body requires 10 times more potassium than sodium, and chemical supplements usually don't have the proper nutrient ratio. So if you are low in potassium or sodium, you can get things like edema or dehydration, so you got that off. You can have heart failure or fatigue. You can have a weak immune system, brittle bones, high blood pressure, muscle pain, weakness, and even cancer when you don't get the potassium and sodium that you need in the right amount. So, you know, us going and going to the GNC or to Target or wherever you go for your, you know, wannabe supplements there, those ratios are not going to be the same as what you find in nature. They're just not. And they're synthetic, so they're like copycats. They're not the same. All right, let's look at some energy minerals. Everybody wants more energy, right? The body has to have a minimum of these three minerals in order for your body to feel energized. You have to have zinc, selenium, and iodine. Okay, natural iodine, okay? Not the iodide tablets they hand out, you know, near nuclear power plants. It's not that stuff. So these three elements, zinc, selenium, iodine, have a role to play in securing a healthy functioning thyroid gland. Okay, so if you have an abundance of these three, these minerals, and a little goes a long way, basically, you don't need energy drinks, you don't need caffeine, you know, to get up in the morning. So now your highest concentration of these minerals you'll find in your black walnut. Sometimes I like to add to the black walnut for the thyroid, I'll add mullein and Siberian ginseng for synergistic effect. Mullein tends to soothe a thyroid that's exhausted, and ginseng helps revitalize energy on a metabolic level, and your black walnut has your zinc, selenium, iodine in it. So there you go. People say, well, what about, you know, kelp, and what about ocean salt? You know, isn't there natural iodine in them? Yes, but if you need a little bit more, you may want to look at the black walnut. Some people are so depleted, they need the big guns. But, you know, it's balanced iodine. It's not, you know, it's just natural iodine from an organic source other than ocean water. So try if you didn't get anywhere with the kelp, then try the black walnut. Well, let's look at a general guide real quick, because there are a lot of junk supplements on the market. There are too many to mention, really. People ask me all the time, hey, I'm taking this, what do you think of it? I don't mind at all answering those questions. If I don't know, I'll research it and get back to you and tell you what I think, right? I don't mind at all if you want to come and ask me that. That's not a problemo. But a lot of people ask because they're not sure. You know, they're just reading the advertisement and they're just not really sure. They don't even know if the supplement is working. They don't know if they still have deficiencies. Well, let me just say this. Concentration problems, memory problems, muscle cramps, allergies, chemical sensitivities, frequent colds and flu bugs, you know, you catch that easily. If you have any improper muscle movement like restless leg syndrome, these all indicate a mineral deficiency usually. Okay. So when you do your organ cleanses, it's going to be real important you refortify your nutrients, because those cleanses can pull nutrition with the toxins. So it's a real good idea to refortify while you do that. So you want to cleanse for safety and success. So you want to refortify, especially if you're doing cleanses that really do draw, like your bowel cleanses, for instance. So you're going to want some minerals, because you need to refortify them anyway, regardless of cleansing. All right, so I think I'm like a broken record, I know. Whole food supplements are the best. They trump everything. I don't care if they come from a lab that's, you know, 7 stories high in the air and it's run by, a shaman monk. I don't care. If you get your nutrients from whole food sources, it's going to be perfectly balanced chemistry that works well. God designed it that way to work in your body that way. So I go with the chemist who knows everything. That'd be God. So when you think supplements, think whole food. Don't go for the synthetic isolated mega doses, because it's just not the same. I get calls all the time from people that say, hey, you know, I tried this thing and I felt really good for a couple weeks and I went and got another bottle, but now I don't feel as good as when I had the first bottle. How come? Well, typically what happens is the supplement you were taking had some missing elements, missing nutrients. So the body had to make up for what was missing. Your nutrient stores were taken away to fit those pieces in so the body can metabolize and utilize that supplement you were using. And so when those nutrients were exhausted and you don't have any more, then the body's not able to utilize the product. And so you just devitalized rather than fortified yourself in that type of instance. So I want you to be careful about petrochemical supplements and megadoses of this and that. You know, people get a lot of synthetic vitamin A's and E's and whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, they got ridges in their fingernails. They got skin problems and a lot of other things. So think whole food when you're looking at your supplements. You know, I mean, your entree on your plate should be whole food, so your supplements should be whole food, okay? So because it's perfectly balanced, and we don't have to reinvent the wheel because God did that chemistry already, okay? So whole food. So if you're looking for, you know, something to put back the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, and plant proteins, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have this powdered mix you just throw in a juice smoothie, and it's really good, you know, once a day is fine. You can use that certainly when you cleanse, too, to refortify with. They do have this ocean salt, and of course, the ocean salt comes from France. France still sun-dries the salt the old-fashioned way in the salt and clay sand flats, and so no artificial heating, so that preserves all those minerals. And let me tell you, those minerals in salt, ancient world used salt all the time. Did you hear science say, you know, salt's bad for you, you have a heart attack, creates hypertension? All these people in the ancient world would have been dropping dead, you know. So real salt that's not processed to death has value, nutritional value, has the minerals for the electrolytes. Plus, water and salt in your body is counter-regulatory. You need them to prevent dehydration and edema or, you know, fluid retention. So if you don't have salt, you know, your cells explode. And, of course, medical science knows this. That's why they hook you up to a saline drip when you are checking in to the hospital. So people are so depleted of minerals because they're getting the conventionally grown stuff, and it's just the land's exhausted. There's no minerals in it. So you're going to have to get it somewhere else. So look for your sun-dried Celtic sea salt. It won't be stark white like processed salt. It'll be like an off-white color or even have a gray tint to it. So you can check that out at thepowerherbs.com. They have it there. They do have a calcium plant-based liquid. So nothing is isolated or taken away from any of the resources in any of their products. This is just whole food plant stuff, you know, because the less you do to stuff, sometimes the better it is, you know. So if you're looking for a little help with calcium on bones, connective tissues and things, the immune system function, they do have it in a liquid form, which is awesome, and it's very excellent. They do have a whole line of heart, cardio, or all organic whole food stuff, so you can check them out there. Get a free product catalog and see what they have. And the number is toll free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. You can check them out there. Sign up for their newsletters and be empowered each week through your email. American Survival has health information, of course, but it also has a lot of financial market information that you need to be aware of, financial. So, you know, you get the healthy and the wealthy info, and you can share that with family and friends. Now, the Health Quest goes out on Fridays, and it's just strictly health therapy stuff. So, and both are free. You can sign up for both if you want. And the folks at American, Discount Gold and Silver Trading is who I'm trying to think of. They're the ones that write the financial section. So they're excellent. Al Dask, Melanie Cederstrom. So they have some good input for you there, give you the heads up on what's going on in the market. So if you're following the market trends, they're a good resource to have. So thepowerherbs.com, you just click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free if you have email. We do not, I'm going to say again, we don't mail these in the snail mail. These are email delivered only. Now, the Power Herbs book, also in ebook format, not a hard copy. It is not mailed through the mail to you. It is a download that you get when you order it on our website. So it's just $14.99. And it's a timeless book of natural therapies and herbs you can use. It even has the herb symptom reference guide in it. You can learn how you can do your cleanses, immune boosting, how to make your own tinctures, what herbs to avoid if you're pregnant or nursing, herbs for pets. I mean, it's just endless stuff. Great book to have. You just put it on your tablet, your computer, and it's yours for just $14.99. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Great gift. You know, it's a very unique gift if you're thinking of sending somebody a gift. So if they're into techno stuff and they like to get their books that way, it is a nice to have. So it's, you know, life empowering. That's what it is. It's information that will change your life and for the better. And I'm out of time already, Frank. Goodness. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.